child, you've cried. I can't face what lies before me without you by my side. I'm no good without you. I'm worthless alone. My whole world is about.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM still, and that was Blood on the Saddle. It's the show with our buddy Dan playing country music on Sundays. That's was fantastic. Thanks, Dan. He's already left. He doesn't care. He doesn't care if we thank him. He's gone off to watch the sun setting. Now it's Chips with Everything with me, your host Quentin, and my sidekick Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Quentin.
And you want to say what we're going to be listening to?
Yeah, it's going to be basically the best in the city.
Our format, yeah, it's simple format, and nothing weak.
Yeah, and the other thing that's great about it is that it's harvest stuff. You know, February or whatever, it might come out of the potato cellar, but this is all fresh off the vine.
That's true. We do have lots of new stuff by, let's see, Dizzy Rascal, Cock and Bull Kid, and Esser, and other things, and, you know, so...
Get a bib.
It's British music.
Yeah,
and British stuff connected with the UK.
So just get a bib because you're going to bite into it and yeah. It's just going to dribble down your chin.
I'm going to open up with Saint Etienne because they just released their first two albums, Fox Space Alpha and So Tough. And, you know, pretty classic stuff. And they've all been remastered with lots of bonus tracks.
Well, just having Lady Bracknell in front of us again is a bonus, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
you mean to tell me, doctor, that my mind is all forgotten because my mom and Dr. Spock spanked my behind? Your bahunkus? Did you kiss your mother's booby? Yes, indeed. Well, Scooby-Dooby, your geschrein? 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 Do you mean it's incorrect if I've grown so introspective that I'm sexually defective evermore? Mentally? Well, I wouldn't say that it's fatal, but the longing is prenatal. You're geschnor, geschnor, geschnor. One day you're keen for Steve McQueen, the next for Anna Q. Nielsen. What luck, these feelings you feel, son. I'm happy to say that you swing either way. Well, I'm happy you explained it. I thought nature had ordained it. Nine, my brain has ascertained it. I can see. You're a mailman, yet a missus. Half Rapunzel, half Narcissus. All gefrunk, like me. So don't ever kiss your mother, for the breast is like an udder. Don't too close to one another, should not be, we should know. For if you don't find a neuter, you could even be a fruiter, or gefrunk, like me. From the tiny mini boppers, like the mamas on the poppers, to the millionaires, the yoppers with their yachts. They view the cosmos from the angle of their father's dinkle dangle. They geplots. As a photograph by Gerhard Kraft, not Kraft Mayonnaise, but Kraft Ebbing. Our brains are giant cobwebbing. Where big spiders lie to zip up the fly. When the fly is finished zipping, pardon me, my mind is skipping. Anyway, I have the clipping. You should see. That's what life is all about, boy. From the time you was a scout, boy, your gefrunk as gefrunk can be. But the world is up to daisy, and the geniuses is crazy. With the human social strata rising from the terracotta.
You know what I do? I take a nice long cruise in the Mediterranean if I was you. Get around a Greek island. You'll find it's a lot better. It's a lot easier.
When you really think that I should take a cruise in the Mediterranean, I never thought of that. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
12 and a half minutes after 5 o'clock. CITR 101.9, it's the British music show, Chips with Everything. That was a band called Silver Sun, who I just found out on Wikipedia they're still together, which amazes me. That was from their not very fancied second album called Neo Wave, which came out in 1998. They had an earlier self-titled album that was a bit better. This one was a bit of a proverbial bag of nails.
Yeah, it wasn't a complete tooth puller, but it was all right. It was all right. You know, it was sort of, what would I have with that? I don't know. Let's see. Maybe a cheeseburger?
Well, you know, these shows are often programmed months ahead. So, you know, this song, There Goes Summertime, obviously it was intended to play on this show. But then it turns out today's just like summertime out there.
That's right. The only risk of a day like this is that we'll all head off to California.
And forget all this this stuff about,
forever.
You know, Labor Day's end of the summer. You know, we're past the solstice. So now it's the first day of fall.
Bullshit.
We just cycled up past all the beaches.
Yeah, and we saw berries, you know, plump berries.
If you know any community gardeners, this is a good day to go and burgle their homes because they will not be inside. Go do it.
And then
or
what?
Any flair bartenders that they'll all be down at Kitts Beach right now.
Good one.
Now's your chance to break into their tent.
And, of course, as well, the shopping center. What do you call those guys who rub your shoes till they look good?
Shoe shine boys?
Yeah, that's right. All the shopping center shoe shine boys.
They're all outdoors?
Yeah.
Before that, it was Peter Sellers from his fourth album, which came out in 77. Sellers Market is the title of the album, and that was Gifrunk. And, of course, he's doing both voices, naturally. I think that was his best album. That reference to Anna Q. Nielsen, do you know who she is?
No,
she's a silent movie star. I had to look it up because it's, you know, one day you're keen on Steve McQueen, the next on Anna Q. Nielsen. She's already dead at the age. She died at the age of 88, several years before this record was even made in 77.
Right.
She was born in the 1880s. She was a big star before sound came in.
And is that because she had a lisp?
She did, actually. She had a speech impediment.
It
was.
Yeah, so I don't know if it was like a lisp. I mean, you know what a lisp means.
I don't call it an impediment so much. There's more of an asset.
Yeah, a distinction.
Yeah. Yeah, she had a speech distinction.
Yeah.
Why do you ask?
Well, just because I thought, I don't know, maybe earlier we were talking about it, or I read something that silent movie people, you know what it is because the reasons I'm always interested, because you know, Family Guy and everything before would always pretend that there was, you know, some horrible reason why they went from silence to talkies, that a bunch of the people disappeared, right? A bunch of the stars disappeared.
Like in the plot of Singing in the Rain.
Oh yeah, what's that one? What's wrong with that?
You know, Gene Kelly's a silent film star, and his beautiful woman he always acts opposite has got a terrible Brooklyn accent that's ultra squeaky and irritating.
Right.
And,
you know, that's funny. I remember seeing bits of. It's one of my failings is to not see some of the movies. And I love, I'd love to
Gene
be.
Gene Kelly's got to be your, should be your hero, man.
He is my hero. I would love to be Gene Kelly.
You could wear everything in his wardrobe. I think you've got exactly the same physique as him.
Oh, my God. So everybody get out there. This is not Gene Kelly weather. This is summertime.
Here's something from the new Dizzy Rascal album, which is called Tongue in Cheek. And the song is, what's it called? Like Dirty Money.
Everybody wants to be famous, nobody wants to be nameless, aimless. People act shameless, trying to live like entertainers. Want a fat crib with the acres, so they spend money that they ain't made yet. Got a Benz on tick that they ain't paid yet. Spend a paycheck in the West End on the weekend. Got no money by the end of the weekend. But they don't care cause their life is a movie. Starring Louis V, paid for by yours truly. Truthfully, it's a joke like a bad episode of Hollyoaks. Can't keep up with the cover note. So they got bad credit, living on direct, never in debt. But they still don't get it cause they're too busy.
living large, and they all say,
money talks, money talks.
You gotta know,
dirty cash, I want you, dirty cash, I need you, oh. Money talks, money talks.
For real though,
dirty cash, I want you, dirty cash, I need you, oh.
Let me take you down to London City, where the attitude's bad and the weather is shitty. Everybody's on the paper chase, it's one big rat race. Everybody's got a screw face, so many two-faced. Checking the high, they said they're ready to ride. I'm on the inside, looking at the outside. So it's an accurate reflection, city-wide. North, east, west, and the south side. Everywhere I go, there's a goon on the corner. Guns and drugs, got the city like a sauna. And it's getting warmer, and out of order. Turn the poor struggling mother to a mourner. Mr. Politician, can you tell me the solution? What's the answer? What's the conclusion? Is it an illusion? Is it a mirage? I see younger dying because they're trying to live large. And they all say, all say, all say.
I have no excuse, I just want you to use me.
Just nothing enough to share. It ain't fair, I never dreamed that it could be rare. Who dares to make a change? Everybody's in the club trying to make it rain. But not for famine, just for the sake of having 15 minutes of fame, and everywhere's the same. Again and again, I see the same thing. Everybody acting like they're playing salient. But I see rap season ahead, maybe a recession, and then a depression, in whatever profession. This is my confession, I can't front, I'm in the forefront. Living for money, ready to start like a bungee jump. With no rope, but I ain't trying to see the bottom, because that's where I came from, I ain't forgotten.
Money talks, money talks,
say it to her.
Dirty cash, I want you. Dirty cash, I need you, oh. Money talks,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Money talks,
oh, for real.
Dirty cash, I want you. Dirty cash, I need you, oh.
Look at his face. Is this an album cover? Oh, this is Alviro.
Talking about my generation.
CITR 101.9 FM, in conjunction with the Vancouver Film Festival, present Discorama by Glacé. From 1959 to 1974, Denise Glacé's popular music program Discorama featured everyone who is anyone in French music, from Serge Gainsbourg and Charles Aznavour to Juliette Gréco and Johnny Hallyday. Esther Heffenberg's chronicle of the show is both a vividly entertaining film and an invaluable historical document. Discorama by Glacé, playing Thursday, October 1st at Van City Theater, Sunday, October 4th at Pacific Cinémathèque, and Sunday, October 11th at Empire Granville. Brought to you by the Vancouver International Film Festival and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
There you go. Serge
Gainsbourg. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the famous French fucking singer.
Gainsbourg? That's that little town just outside of Portland.
Yeah, I think they make a wonderful stew there, you know? Anyway, there's some great tunes.
Yeah, banging, man. Okay, there's a couple of selections from the more recent volumes of the interminable Happy Hardcore compilation series, Bonkers. She's now up to Bonkers 18, volume 18. And each one of these, remember, is triple CD. So,
wait,
like,
they're what? Sorry, what? Triple Siri? What's that mean?
Triple CD. There's three CDs in each volume.
Oh, right. Sorry.
And there's 18 volumes, so that's like 46.
Yes.
No, 44.
A large number.
CDs, right. Each one of which has 16 songs. I'll let you work that out.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's just say that's a shitload of happy hardcore.
I got to ask you, you know, I don't like to... Was that last... there was this really great... What sounded to me like just one song. Was that one really, really long song?
No, it was like three songs. Oh. I just carefully mixed them together. Didn't you see what I was doing?
Oh, no.
You were sitting reading this... What is that? Oh, yeah. It's like the worst newspaper...
In the world?
In the world. It's the Simon Fraser University News, and you're underlining
hey
stuff.
Kids,
what is going on in there?
If
come
you
on.
Don't know tell what's us. Going on at SFU, then how are you going to know what to do here at UBC? Because everybody knows that they're the style machine, right?
That's true.
They're the fashion
box. Follow the leaders. Right. So what's happening at SFU Squire?
Well, first of all, just a few things I noticed. One is that there were, in terms of photographs, there's 13 photographs. 9 of them are women. 4 of them are men, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And 7 of the women are,
shorter than the men?
No, they're all of color, right?
Oh, 7 women of color.
Yeah, so what I'm wondering is this. Is this because it just happens to be the news cycle? Or is that an intentional editorial thing, first of all?
I don't know.
Because it's unusual. It caught my eye. And I look at a lot of media, so that leapt out of me. So that was one thing. And then, so that was fine. But what was nice, there were some nice things happened. Judith Marcuse, you know who she is? She's a great choreographer. She's been around forever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She's awesome. And she won a Canada Council Award. It's called the Jack... This is what caught my eye. The Jacqueline Lemieux Prize. She got it for, you know... And Jacqueline Lemieux Lopez. So the woman's actual name is Jacqueline Lemieux Lopez. Mm-hmm. But the prize is just called Jacqueline Lemieux.
Oh.
What the hell is going on there?
Yeah, look under stones, people. Yeah. Find out the truth.
Mm-hmm. Leave no turn unstoned. Oh. So, what time is it?
It's 5:31.
And this is 101.9 FM.
It is indeed. It's Chips with Everything, the British music show. We're going to forge ahead with that.
Yeah, what's next?
This is a young feller by the name of Hudson Mohawk. And there's a compilation out, compiled by the British DJ who, she does a show on the BBC.
What's her name?
Mary Ann Hobbs. And she does a lot of kind of urban stuff and, you know.
Wait, what's
typical music?
What's urban mean?
I don't know.
Urban...
I've forgotten all the pigeonholes.
Right.
Like, sorry, man.
Yeah.
I forgot my math.
Good.
But, you know, some of the more challenging music that's coming out.
Oh, that's good to
the
know.
UK right now, let's just call it.
All right.
Anyway, let's listen.
Get on fine. if I'm let, he'll get me how. I'm doing hard work, no play. Farmer is a happy cook, but Jesus hates him every day, 'cause Jesus gave him father too. Getting all I hand and blister me. The farmer. He chopped down sheep, planted trees, and helped the countryside to breathe its own fields, pulling flocks, and worked as workers right around the clock. It may seem strange, but hated me. Intentions are exactly true. And though God loves his wife within, he hates the farmer through. Sister, getting all I had and blister me.
That's the Cock and Bull Kid with I'm Not Sorry. That's a brilliant track.
Yeah.
That's like one of my favourite songs of recent times.
So overall, you know, okay, so what is it you like about it?
I don't know. You know, I never actually saw what she looked like until right now.
Right.
But I've been listening to this song for the last few days. It's great.
Yeah.
Now I see her, she looks awesome.
Yeah.
Jeez, she's wearing a bow the size of a handbag on her head.
And her sunglasses, instead of having black lenses, they're white.
Yeah. And then instead of an actual handbag, because she's wearing something the size of a handbag on her head.
Yeah.
She's got a, what is that, like a child's radio?
Precisely.
Like a Fisher-Price radio or something.
Yeah.
And she's dancing in front of bubbles. Let's just say it's a great look.
So here we are at... 5 of the 45.
Oh yeah, 15 minutes to go before Queer FM. Heather's here. She's beavering away on her show.
Yeah. And it's going to be tasty. It's always tasty when we get into Heather's beavering, right?
That's true.
And after her, of course, at Queer FM, which is going to give you everything you need if you are queer, bi, well, basically anything but straight. But you're still allowed to listen.
Straight people, you know, go over and listen to a different radio station in 15 minutes' time.
Unless you want to know what it is, what your gay, transgendered, lesbian, bi pals are up to. You know, because she does a lot of political news and kind of world music stuff. But on the gay info side, it's pretty dense, man. If you were to take, like, stacks of paper...
It's like fruitcake for gays.
Yeah.
What's on after that?
Well, then we've got Rhythms India, of course, and that'll kick in at 8 o'clock, and you will like it, because I do. And then there's Mondo Trasher with Maxwell Maxwell. I've got to say one thing about Maxwell Maxwell.
Yeah.
A guy who can wear matte clothes and somehow make them look glossy.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. And then 10 p.m. Transcendance with DJ Smiley Mike. Is it actually still him?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, he was just away for a while.
Yeah, he had a little baby.
And then, you know, the night will proceed after that, as it must.
Yeah.
Before we hit
the Cock and Bull Kid, we listened to an old classic from the House Martins called Me and the Farmer, and they used to bill themselves as the fourth best band in Hull. And that self-deprecation stuff is so 80s, isn't it?
Yeah, but you have to do it just right.
Nowadays, they're so aspirational. If the House Martins were about nowadays, they'd have called themselves, like, the Mighty Robot. Robots and
the mighty golden robots.
Before that was Go-Kart Mozart with We're on a Building Site, and then prior to that Brian Eno and David Byrne from that album My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, which was reissued a couple of years ago, and that was called Come With Us.
Yeah, I think it's time, which we've talked about in my mind before, you and I, the idea of having a segment every show. And so today's segment is called British Findings.
Mm, you got some?
I do.
Okay.
British scientists created sperm. I think we'll call the segment British Findings and then Discuss. So British scientists created sperm from human stem cells, which may soon make it possible for women to conceive without men. Here's my question. Is that any really big difference between what's already going on now with using, like, some other guy's sperm? I mean, I know...
I need not search for precious gold. Of wealth I have my share. For with my eyes I scan the skies and find my fortune there. A host of priceless dreams unfold in songs that bluebirds sing. The earth, the sea, belong to me. I'm richer than a king. To add to things that money cannot buy, an echo brings this very soft reply.
Vancouver band The As, and the good news about The As, if you're a fan of The As, is that they're going to be performing on CITR Live next Friday on the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Show, which is at 3:30 on Friday, as everyone knows.
Of course. As well they should. And where else are they going to be?
Tuesday, also a CITR connection here. Mm-hmm. They're mm-hmm. performing at the Railway Club as part of Shindig with two other bands, MK40 and yeah. I can't remember the name of the other one. Sorry, oh, yeah. guys. I'll find it in a sec. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's part of Shindig, which, you know, is the interminable, never, 24 or 5 years in the making.
Yeah, it's still going.
Who's the best unsigned local band in Vancouver contest?
Yeah, and as we all know, winning is awesome, but losing is even better for your long-term career prospects.
Yes, that's true, actually. Yeah, that is true. So we're all hoping that, most of the bands lose and go on to further success.
And for you winners, our condolences.
And, it's going to be a tasty bill. I wish I could remember the third
band. Well, I'll tell you why. While you go hunting around, I'm going to keep people apprised. CITR does a lot of things. One of them is keep you up to date on what's going on in the world. Scientists linked locust comas to human migraines. And Japanese researchers moved closer to creating an unteachable mouse. And of course, neurologists have discovered where rats store their fear. So all of this stuff makes me wonder, why? Why on earth aren't we all studying something? Because these folks, they're obviously getting paid for it.
So. We are all studying stuff, aren't we? Aren't you?
Well, I don't know. The rat lobby must be so powerful. Like, look at all the stuff. Like, there's no studies made about me, right?
Oh, you got me in a headlock. Nothing in the world's gonna help me now. Set me in the carpet like a piece of dirt. If the words fail, then you just floor me. I've got a problem. It's called living. When will I learn that you're no good for me? Oh, you got me in the right frame. You got me messing up all my plans. Oh, you got me in the right frame. You got me living like a desperate man. Oh, you got me in a headlock. You've noticed that my arms haven't moved much lately. You press the button and I start dancing. I keep on coming back just for you to hate me. Oh, you got me in the right frame. You got me messing up all my moves. Oh, you got me in the right frame. You got me living like a desperate youth.
Oh,
Yeah, that was Esser called A Headlock, and Esser just played at the Gossip Nightclub in Vancouver, opening up for Data Rock, and good.
Yeah, good. That was a nice slice. It was all a good. Nice slice.
It's time for us to go.
And sadly, so folks, a River Dirtchy, get out your ukuleles or your guitar. And just strum away, folks. Strum away.
And we'll be back in 2 weeks' time.
Yep, we will. And so we...
Next week it'll be DJ Kraz with, Saint-Tropez, French pop, and international stuff, and nice-sounding things.
And so now we hand on the baton to Heather for Queer FM.
Yeah. She's like stoking up for iTunes.
Yeah.
As we say goodbye.
Toodles.